A handful of close House races in California could play a key role in which party controls Congress after the midterms. We're going to hear about one of those races in a district near L.A. Last election, it went Republican by just over 300 votes. Now with redistricting, his Democratic challenger thinks she has a real shot. Here's Tyke Hendricks from member station KQED.
2 years ago, Democrat Christy Smith lost to Congressman Mike Garcia. This time around, the former state assemblywoman is focusing on abortion rights. She talks about her own high-risk pregnancies in a campaign ad.
But the only people who had a right to be involved in that decision were me, my doctor, and my God.
Smith hopes the overturning of Roe v. Wade will motivate enough voters to make the difference. In this district, which combines affluent Santa Clarita and the working-class Antelope Valley, a third of the voters are Latino. One is Maria Elena Ibarra, who says she's not exactly in favor of abortion.
A veces las circunstancias son diferentes, no son iguales.
But she says everyone's circumstances are different, and every woman should be free to make her own decisions. Ibarra is a canvasser with CHIRLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. On this day, they're going door to door in Latino neighborhoods in Palmdale.
Well, we just want to remind you, because those elections are going to be real important.
CHIRLA's Action Fund has endorsed Democrat Christy Smith. And Canvas Director Karen Diaz says engaging new voters is key to winning support for policies that benefit immigrant communities.
We focus on voters that have only voted one out of the last five elections, people who just became new citizens, people who just turned 18 years old.
While Latinos in California usually vote Democratic, here the Republicans' Mexican heritage could complicate their choice, says Fernando Guerra, a political science professor at Loyola Marymount University. And he says, given the steeper odds in other races, Democrats need to flip this seat.
If they lose this district, there is no way that Democrats can keep the House. That is the bottom line.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es José Carlos Alanis. Soy un voluntario para el diputado.
At a Republican National Committee campaign office in a strip mall, volunteers are calling Latino voters on behalf of Mike Garcia. Director Brian Anguiano says inflation is top of mind.
They're proud of the representative who understands the issues that affect the middle class, specifically the Hispanic community.
In Congress, Garcia has been a strong Trump ally. He voted not to certify President Biden's victory, and he supports a nationwide abortion ban. But his ads focus more on patriotism.
I flew fighter jets in the U.S. Navy to protect the American dream and to ensure our prosperity and our liberties.
Liberty and prosperity resonate with some at a recent Chamber of Commerce Hispanic Heritage celebration. Winery owner Robert Reyes says he's a conservative Christian and he'll vote for Garcia.
He is a hard worker, somebody who really puts his heart into what he does. So that's what I love about him.
In this razor-close contest, every vote is pivotal as ballots are arriving in the mail. For NPR News, I'm Tyke Hendricks in Santa Clarita.